And are you refreshed?
Yes.
And ready to go?
Yes.
You are the creator of your own reality?
Yes.
You are vibrational beings?
Yes.
You are far more non-physical energy than you are physical energy?
Yes.
Law of attraction responds to the non-physical part of you as well as to the physical part of you? As law of attraction is responding to that new and improved version of you, you understand it exists because you exist here in this physical form. You get it that you were source, you came forth, part of you, into this physical experience. You explored contrast, you became more, the larger part of you, joined that. In other words, the source, all that is now swirling around this new and improved version of you. And that your work in this physical environment is for the physical you that you know as you to catch up with the new and improved version of you that is the all that is part of you. And that the closing of the gap is really what all life experience is about. That's where the joy of life comes from. This morning, Esther said to Jerry, I have an itch in a place I cannot. Well, she could reach it. She just would rather that he reached it. Would you please scratch my itch? And as Jerry scratched her itch, Esther was so grateful for the itch. Because if it had not been for the itch, she would not have had the pleasure of the scratch. And then she said, the itch has moved all over my body. It is such a wonderful thing to have an itch you can scratch. An itch to be satisfied, a question to be answered, a problem to be solved, an idea to be fulfilled. In other words, the deliciousness of life, isn't it all about managing the contrast? And so that's what the art of allowing really is. It isn't about doing away with contrast. It isn't about always only ever being in those high-flying, good-feeling emotions. It's about knowing that you have control and being willing to synthesize life and being willing to give birth to the new idea and then being willing to follow the trail of the new idea. And the greatest satisfaction is in closing the gap, that final closing of the gap. So do you realize that as you're eager and willing to be out there mixing it up, giving birth to more, and then always knowing the direction of where more is, can you feel how you can ride that wave eternally? Can you feel how it is never necessary to let the expanse between what is needed and what is wanted be so great? Can you see that it is not necessary for the question to be so far away from the answer that you are discouraged or depressed? But just it's just an itch wanting to be scratched. That's what life is really about. Don't you love being a little hungry before you eat? Isn't it extra satisfying to let yourself be a little thirsty before you drink? Isn't it nice to feel that contrast as long as it is manageable? But if you are thirsty and there is no water in sight, that is a different feeling, isn't it? And so when you understand that there is always water in sight, that there is never a time that there is not a solution, then you can begin to enjoy this leading edge of creation. Good. Now what? Oh, your questions are growing. That is a very good thing.